guys, your favorite Ibadan girl is back again. Yes, I know you guys missed me. I missed you guys so much. But then I'm not happy. Yes, I'm not happy. You people did not listen to my last episode where I talked about what kind of friend are you. Was it boring? I did not push for it. I really do not know. But then, please, you can just pause this episode right now and listen to it. Welcome to your favorite podcast, Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl, with D to the A to the M to the O to the L to the A. Oh, okay. It made sense, Sha. I think I should enter studio, Sha. Abi, I'll think about it. So, guys, welcome to today's episode of the podcast. And I have two people here that they are trying their possible best not to laugh right now with all the rubbish I've been saying earlier. You people should laugh. What's wrong with you people? Okay, let me just continue my gist. Oh my God. So, I have Faith and Victoria with me today on the podcast. But before I tell them to introduce themselves, I'd like to give you guys a breakdown of how my week has been. Apart from the fact that you people did not listen to my last episode, so I would not say I actually had any feedback from it. But then, I took the vaccine. Hey, people of God, your favorite Ibadan girl took coronavirus vaccine. Ah! I mean, before, but if you don't understand that in Yoruba, my life almost left my body. I don't know, but I feel like Omo, it wasn't funny. I took it on a Tuesday and I even went to a party that same evening and I got back on Wednesday. I slept my father's house. I came back home that same Tuesday, but the next morning, Wednesday, people of God, I bring this testimony to you that I can't believe that I made it out of it. It was really serious. Like, see, let's just be thanking God that your favorite Ibadan girl is ill and healthy. So, guys, like I said, I have Victoria here and I have Faith, and I have brought them to come and tackle a quest. What's wrong with this one now? Go ahead, Joe. Back to the episode. Okay, so I brought them to come and tackle the question for the week. I'll be expecting your feedback, but let's hear from these people. And I brought two people that have different opinions. Yes, I said the question is, what's the question, Emil? Can you date can you date your friend's ex? And the good thing is we are friends, like we are sisters. Victoria is of the opinion that she can date her friend's ex, and Faith is fighting against it, that why will you date your friend's ex? So before we go into the episode proper, please can you introduce yourself? Let's start from Faith.
Hello guys, good morning, afternoon, evening, whenever time you are listening.
Hi,
sorry, my name is Olubola Deoluwafemi Faith, and
okay, we are listening to you.
All right, so I'm an architect and I'm here with my friend, my good friend, not even friend alone, my sisters.
Why are you not touching me?
Yeah, the owner of the podcast. You're here to deliberate on some matters, and
thank you for listening.
Please listen on.
Okay, Victoria, Victoria, please behave yourself. I know you don't always behave yourself, but try your best. Victoria, please, let's have you. Few seconds.
I've changed now.
Okay, glory to God.
Hello, guys. So good to be back here. This is Victoria. I've changed. Say I try.
Okay,
this is Victoria. This is Victoria. Welcome back. I'm here again to this question. I can't wait to go into this episode.
Okay. So I think I would like to start with Victoria. So Victoria, you said you can date your friend's ex.
Yeah, yes, I can.
Okay, tell us about it.
Oh, okay. When the question just came, the first thing that came to my mind was, I didn't even think about it, I just said yes. So later on, I had to think that, okay, probably we're meant to, we shall meet somehow. Me and my spouse will meet anywhere, somehow. It can be through a friend, it can be through anything. The thing is, the fact that it didn't work out with my friend and the guy does not mean I'm happy with it, actually. And it does not mean I never wanted it to work out. Well, we might have healed. I'll make sure that my friend already healed of this thing.
Okay. Thank you, Victoria. I'm going to try my I'm the middle woman. So I'm going to try my best not to be judgmental about anybody. Okay. But if you want to know my opinion, then I think you need to stay with me on this podcast to the very end. Mm-hmm. But for now, let's just hear from the both of them. So Faith, why can't you date your friend's ex?
is actually funny. Why would I want to date my friend's ex? Someone we had both bowed mouth. Someone we had both.
So are you trying to tell me that? I'm not. Please, in this podcast, I'm not Faith. So Faith, you're telling me that all the people that they are your ex, you've spoiled them in front of all your friends.
I won't say spoiled, but like, okay, when my friends see me, you know, heartbroken and they hacks. Most of the time, it's always okay. Maybe the wrong the guy did, I would, you know, tell it to them. And
why not yours?
Yeah, I tell them my mistakes as well. So the kind of friends I have, they would definitely tell me the truth. Oh, Faith, you did wrong here. Oh, Faith, the guy did wrong here. So, you know, we had both strategized about, oh, what this guy did, I was wrong. What this girl, what I did, I was wrong. And, you know, we both came to a conclusion that we all came to a conclusion that, okay, well, this guy, he messed up so well. So I would, like, the guy we both talked against, how would I now go behind my friend's back to say, okay, is that same guy I want to date? Let's just take it from that angle at first. Mm-hmm. I cannot do that. It's just like going against the ladyship circle.
Okay, Victoria, I have a question for you. It just popped up. So if you find yourself in such a situation and you have to tell your friend, how do you go about it?
I'll be sincere. The thing is, even before any relationship starts between us, she will definitely know what's up. Even this process, before the man comes to me, I believe it will be years already. You can't just come to me the same month you had a breakup with my friend. No, that is insane, actually. And I understand from the perspective that I might have bowed mouth and talked about this guy one way or the other. But one thing is, not if I do not trust my girl, but I still cannot judge based on the fact that this is what she told me when I'm here to get from the other person's end what really happened. Getting the view of the two people make me make a conclusion and see the flaws of the two of them, actually. And I'm sure my babe will actually tell me the truth, but even if she does not tell me the truth, I would not know at that moment. So I can, what will I say? What was the question again?
I said, how do you get to tell your friend?
The thing is, from the start, I begin, I'll make her to realize, because the first thing is meeting up with the guy.
Already
no,
talking,
meeting up with the guy. Let's say this is after so many years, like 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
I met up with the guy maybe because work, business and everything. I would definitely say, ah, babe, mama, but boy, think of, I met someone like this, I met someone like that, and I would surely gist at that. I met your ex, so hey, the way you really changed, there will be gist. Definitely there will be gist. Exactly.
Okay, Victoria, I totally understand you. Let's go back to Faith. Okay. So Faith, I had a friend that had a boyfriend, they broke up, and the moment they broke up, I just picked his number and I deleted it because I'm like, why do I have to still have, because I said why?
Okay,
like,
you did. Okay,
yes, I did
it. The guy initially,
I had his number because he was my friend's boyfriend, and I just picked up my phone and I deleted his number because I'm like, why do I have to still have his number on my phone? Okay. So Faith, do you think I made the right decision?
I think you made the right decision. Okay. Or should I say, it's a two-way thing, actually.
Exactly.
Let me start from there. Because, number one, you are trying to be loyal to your friend.
Okay.
I see it from that angle. And also, I still see it as, okay, oh, you just don't want to have anything to do without guy again. But anyway, it's a two-way thing, Sha. It's either you are trying to be loyal to that your friend, and you don't want to have anything to do with that guy again, or you still have the number because something else can come up. You that are in the business angle now, you could have business and all that. But me, if I'm the one, I'm deleting the number because you guys are no more together.
Okay, Faith, just calm down. So I have a question for Faith. Still on our topic, if you peradventure, let's say now you did not delete your friend's ex number, and let's say once in a while you guys chat, and all of a sudden you find out that you start to have feelings for that friend, for the ex.
Exactly.
What do you do? Let's be very realistic now. We know that feelings pop up even at the point you don't expect. Like, even you, there's sometimes that you fall in love with people and you're like, how would I fall in love with this person or something? Do you get? So, what if you find yourself in that situation? What do you do?
By the grace of God, let me say this, that I will never find myself in that kind of situation. But by adventure, I find myself in that kind of situation.
Okay.
God knows I will definitely shut up my mouth. I would not even tell my friend about it because it will definitely ruin the relationship. I know how odd. Probably my friend has, you know, she had bad mouth about the guy, and you know, we had both talked about him, and I'm suddenly liking that guy, and I come to meet her that
you can't tell her.
You understand.
Okay.
I don't want to find myself in that kind of thing.
You don't want to find yourself in the situation. I totally understand. I have a question for the both of you, and I'll start with Victoria before Faith would now answer. So, okay, what if, for instance, Victoria said she can do it, like she can date somebody that ex dated, I mean, that friend dated before and it didn't work out. So, let's say, peradventure, when your friend was dating that person, I don't know, this might sound like an African magic kind of cliche kind of thing, but then what if when your friend was dating that person, let me say it was probably just a student, then all of a sudden, Victoria is now finds herself in love with the person, and he now has a car, has house, taking her shopping and everything. And let's say on the other hand, your friend is probably not enjoying a new relationship to the very best. Do you know at that particular time there's going to be a problem?
Yes, there will.
Because she will probably start to be. So Victoria, if you have find yourself in that situation, what would be your advice to your friend? Then Faith, if you have find yourself in that situation, what would be your advice to your friend that is dating that your ex?
the first thing I'll say is I won't carry my friend along with the relationship. What's going on with my relationship?
Because but you say you're going to update her.
Exactly.
I will update her before it starts.
Wait.
Me meeting with the guy.
Okay, you only tell her about the start.
Exactly. You don't expect me to tell you the in-toto. We are dating.
But when we're talking about friends, let's get this right. When I'm talking about friends, I'm talking about like
close, you still have to just
very close.
I still understand, but you still have to be wise so that you won't hurt the feelings of the two. Like you won't hurt your friend's feelings and you won't hurt the other person's feelings. You just have to know that I can't talk about this thing now. I can't talk about this thing now. Especially when our relationship is not going on well. Why should I boast about my relationship?
Don't you feel your friend will actually be very odd? Because I saw something, it was one funny story where they say make you no bring your friend. Now your friend only come without you. Don't you think she'll feel like it wasn't rosy with her and all of a sudden it's rosy with you and she's trying to probably come back
to him.
Choice. And you know, guys, when we talk about feelings, like sometimes, let's be honest, feelings doesn't die.
Exactly. Yeah.
It doesn't die. Like, so your friend might have healed, but she might still
come back.
You get what I'm saying?
One thing I don't know.
So how you play safe
in that
for your relationship and your friendship?
I'll play my normal self, Damola. I'll play my normal self.
Why are you calling me Damola?
I'll be with my friend.
I feel in this situation, you pick one.
Okay.
It's either you leave your friendship and focus on the relationship, or you just break the relationship to save your friendship.
Okay, let me have an illustration.
You cannot be your friend and also be in that relationship.
My actually say it's different, but actually, let me give you this illustration.
Okay.
Just because my friend, I have a friend that actually died through car accidents. God forbid. Do you get? Does not mean I will not buy a car and drive a car. I know it's different, but it's just like that. Because someone is, we are friends. This is three of us. You are fighting with Damola, Faith, and me, because you're my friend. When I say I'm not fighting, I have to start fighting with Damola. It's two different things. Feelings is, and change is constant. What happened to the relationship that didn't work, actually work in mine with him.
Okay, I understand everybody's point of view, but we have to wrap up on this episode already.
if not, we'll just keep
dragging the issue. I understand everybody's point of view, but what I'm just going to say concerning this particular question is that if you find yourself in this situation, I think the best thing for you to do is to have a conversation with your friend. And this is not based on I'm updating her on what's happening. I'm talking to her that, babe, what do you think?
I will slap you. That's what I'm trying to say. I have to tell you.
I will see you as the agent of destruction of my relationship. I'll see you as it's because of you that the relationship
that
broke.
That's what I will see you.
I will see you as my boyfriend broke up with me because of you. You people have been seeing yourself. I don't want to know. I'll be like, you went behind my back. So you went of all men in the world. You went to meet this guy.
I want to meet my husband one way or the other.
Wait.
My ex cannot be your husband in Jesus' name.
Just wait. Let me talk.
I won't go to your wedding. I will spray you dollars.
I'll calm down, baby. Don't worry, I'll spray myself dollars. Not spray.
You guys should just chill. Okay, like I was saying, if you find yourself in that situation, because we know, like we say, like Omileyo, that's what you're about to say. People are what you can always meet anybody the only way I might say that is still the coolest way to find yourself in this situation is if you did not know your friend dated the person. Probably you were not friends with her yet when she had that relationship. Not that way, because trust me, like I said, I'll tell you my own side before this episode will end, and I'm telling you now, I cannot do it. Let me tell you straight, I cannot do it because it's so. Let me just try and picture. Let me picture one of Faith's ex or one of Victoria's ex, and I'm like, no, guys.
That's because we are seeing.
Yes, I understand. That's why I said the best way I can find myself in that situation is if I did not know that my friend has already been with this person.
And if I did not know, let you know.
Let me ask you. Okay, yes. So I knew that my friend was with the person and everything. It would be really awkward. But then I would have to sit with my friend to have a conversation. Why did this relationship not work? Like, is there something you've not told me before?
An opportunity to hear
because
from the guy's side
trust
also.
Me, anybody that messed up with my friend, that the person messed up. That is my own stand. If you messed up with Faith, now you mess up. If you messed up Victoria or Gideon, anybody that exists in my match, anybody, it is you that messed up. It's not my friend that messed up. I am not saying, because I know the kind of friends I keep. I don't keep bad friends. You can ask every one of them. If they make mistakes, I will tell you to your face, this was where you messed up. But if the person itself is the old, because I know that their own mess up can be 40%, the person's mess up is 60%. That is how it is going to be. It can't be that my friend was the highest messed up person. Do you get? Because we share almost the same values and stuff like that, so we can easily relate. And trust me, if you know my girls, gosh, it's not Malto, but one of the best, like,
oh shame. Oh my god.
I don't know. I don't know why I brought up that one. But then, guys, that's what I feel. If it's that the ex, oh your goodness, kill me. If it's that the ex is really somebody that I got to know, and I probably saw the shitty behavior, and you know, come up with the cock and bull, oh, I've changed and everything. I don't even want to find myself in this scenario, and I really want to hear from you guys.
Exactly.
I want to know your opinion. What do you think? Can you do it? Can you not do it? Please
even
send
as
me.
As a friend, if someone comes to you like, this is your hex, how will you react? Faith already showed
yes,
that.
Yes,
but personally, I will not react like what you're saying. The way I carry words and conversations and conversations actually matter, because
no,
I stay calm. I have to think about it.
It's because we're all different. Just like Faith said, that's what I'll probably think. I'll probably start like, I will think about a lot of things. My thoughts will cross a lot of things like when, how, why. Out of all the fishes, the water is killing what to go and pick. But then it is Kadara. If Lord says that is the person's Kadara, I wish you the very best. It's not like we wish.
You already fight because you will not know Faith. The fact that she comes to you and tell you, you already saying what you mean.
I will not fight it because you are no more my friend.
Nothing will break my friendship with my friend.
Okay, guys, wait. But then it's not like I'm wishing we wish the ex or the anything bad or anything. No, obviously somebody that will still marry that person.
Definitely.
But just that in the circle and everything. But then you know the thing about friendship and relationship. Your friend will always be your friend. I remember when Faith, I'm not even keeping anybody. I remember when Faith was fighting with her friends, us, because of a man.
I was stupid.
That she was saying,
you have to call him brother.
She said we should call him brother.
I was dumb, guys.
You are stupid.
I think we'll probably have another episode for this one.
It's your time.
See, guys,
when she later came
they
back,
not, they broke up. She now came back and was.
Amitos.
So at the end of the day, your friends will always be there for you.
They'll be like, JJ is a stupid kid. JJ was like, brother, can you call? What? Brother, you mean brother?
I said, let's keep the gist. Don't give them all the gist. So, guys, I would like to hear from you concerning this particular. The laugh has ended now.
Like, she just remembered.
Let's give them some seconds to laugh.
She just realized her stupidity. So, just let her laugh.
Are you done?
I'm done.
You have to laugh. She's not done. She'll still laugh after this program.
One, two.
Ready, go.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening to us on this episode. And before
thank
we forget,
you.
So on Sunday is Victoria's birthday.
Okay,
guys, so I'm just here to give you a shout out. Happy birthday to you, Victoria. You're one of the most amazing people. Well, it's okay.
Say the sweet word. It's okay. I need it in my life.
Okay, Victoria, you're one of the most amazing people I know. I wish you long life and prosperity.
No, say sweet words. I know. Don't wish me now. I'm not saying that things about and me.
Something years ago, a queen was born. But then, Victoria, you're super amazing, and I wish you the very best this new year that you are approaching.
It's okay. We are turning now.
Okay, guys, I'll be expecting your feedback. Thank you very much.
Bye. Bye. Abby, now let's.